Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Coffee in the morning, what a day made. Better play red. Don't be timid when you win it, better lay red.
Hey, what's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the Realest Man on Radio. Good to be with you. A lot on the agenda, a lot happening in the world. Okay. Even with the uncertainty of the election, life continues. You still have to get up, go to work. It doesn't matter who gets elected president. Your life does not stop or start with the election of a president, okay? Something that I've been wanting to talk about on this show for a minute because I know it has a real impact on children. We've talked about the adjustment that adults have had to make during COVID-19. Imagine being a child right now in the middle of COVID-19. Unimaginable, right? The restrictions, wearing masks, not being able to socially interact. How does the pandemic impact children? When we're at home, if we work from home and we have children who are at the house and they want to play and we're constantly telling them, no, stop, be quiet, don't do this, don't do that. How does that impact their development? When we're not allowing children to interact with children, how does that impact their development? To talk about this and much more, we have our child care and education expert, Ms. Ann Harris, Little Minds First Academy. Ann, good day. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. Hello. Thank you. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great. Thank you for being on the show. Okay. A lot on the agenda. So let me first start by asking you this. The pandemic obviously has created stress for everyone. Sickness, death, loss of jobs, etc. And we can see the effects that it has had on grown folks. But I want to know, based on your opinion as an expert dealing in child care and child advocacy, how has COVID affected children and their ability to socialize and to cope?
Yes, well, COVID, you know, it affected all of us. And no matter how old or young we are, children, they react in different ways. And some children may not affect them at all, but others, it can be a unpleasant feeling, and so our psychologist, a friend of mine, Elizabeth Casper, some children may develop high levels of stress, and others may just feel restless and grumpy, irritable, aggressive, or even scared. So it really, you know, it's depending on, it kind of impacts them in ways like they're not used to their routine. Children need to know where they're going and what's coming up next.
How important is routine to a child?
I mean, it's everything. Routine gives children structure.
Yeah.
And a framework of how they can rely on what's important. Mm-hmm. And it gives them a feeling of safety and comfort.
You know, we've closed businesses, schools to some extent. Things are much different in 2020 than it was in 2019. How has our actions or reaction to the pandemic impacted our children?
Well, you know, parents having to stay at home and work, you know, they don't need to be distracted.
Yeah.
And so having children go into another room, telling them to be quiet, isolating them, the children having to be alone for a period of time, that can affect them. They could become aggressive and irritable and depressed, lonely.
So when a child acts out, especially in one of these COVID-19 homes where everybody's kind of working from, you know, the central office, which is their home, and they act out, they're aggressive, they may have spouts of anger, you're saying that it can be attributed to their new COVID-19 reality?
It can be, yes.
Okay. You made a point about working parents and working from home and the effects that it's had on small children, being isolated, et cetera. Are children affected developmentally by isolation and lack of interaction? Like, does them kind of need that in order to develop as social creatures?
Yes. Yes, they do. A lot of cognitive skills they need. They need to be able to use their brains and talk to their parents and communicate, use their cognitive skills and social skills. Mm-hmm. Kids, they really like to talk a lot. And so they can, it could delay their verbal skills. It could delay, where they're withdrawn from, you know, talking. That's an effect and the developmental problem that they could have.
Yeah, I've heard it said, Ms. Ann, that, you know, children who use less words end up not being as socially adaptable. Kids that use more words early can more easily communicate and adapt to social environment. So when we start shutting down a child's expression, obviously that has an impact on how they communicate with the larger world around them.
Right. We need to help them by talking more and experiencing environmental expressions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Communicating with them. Because when we stop doing that, then they withdraw.
They shut down. Yeah, I told listeners a few weeks ago that I visited your facility, which is absolutely one of the most immaculate facilities I've seen for daycares and child care management. You all have a creative curriculum. You serve nutritious meals. You do all of this because you believe that all of these things impact behavior and impact the social development of the child. You service between 6 weeks to 12 years old. I give you all my personal stamp of approval. I've been there. I've checked out the program. You have certified teachers. It's a remarkable organization. You've given us a lot of points to digest. What can caregivers do to help children cope and or prevent becoming anxious and stressed as they navigate the pandemic?
Well, it's important for children to be around their friends and be able to communicate, not just with their friends, but with family. Either, you know, by video,
okay,
chat or talking on the phone or, you know, interacting. Parents, they're able to interact with their friends by talking on the phone. And young children, they don't know the phone numbers of.
Right.
And
that's not really
their
thing. You know, talking on the phone is not really their thing. But you brought up something really interesting. You're saying, for example, if I had Zoom as a parent, that maybe I need to retask my Zoom so that my child can interact with other children via Zoom to have some of that interaction happen.
That would be a great idea, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yep.
All right, yep. And I'm at the end of the segment. Tell listeners how they can contact you, get additional information. If they want information about your highly ranked by the state of Georgia quality child care facility, how can they make contact?
They can reach us by phone at 678-800-1116, or they can email us by info at littleminds, with an S, first, number one, ST-academy.com, or they can go to our website, Little Minds First Academy, littleminds1st-academy.com.
All right, there you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are in the life of a young one, 6 weeks up to 12 years of age, and they could benefit from pro-social environments, I highly encourage you to give the people at Little Minds First Academy a call. You will be mesmerized. They can do virtual tours as well as in-person by schedule, but your young person will greatly benefit from a staff of certified teachers, a creative learning curriculum, as well as nutritious meals daily. The number is 678-800-1116. That's 678-800-1116. Call them up. Check out the program. Once again, the number, 678-800-1116. Miss Ann, always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. We got more on the other side. Realist Man Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.